And a very pleasant good morning. We are now at 8:35. Welcome into our monthly visit with the Randolph County Commission. And, of course, we do welcome your phone calls at 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. Presiding Commissioner John Truesdale, how are you, sir?
Just fine. Good morning.
Yeah, you doing well? You drive in here safely okay?
I drove in here very safely today, thank goodness. A little better than I did yesterday. I about had a guy sideswipe me yesterday when I was coming back in. And I might tell people there's a car that's off on one of the off ramps are coming into Moberly, just right about where you want to try to make that turn to get over to that outside lane. And so you want to watch that car that's just up in front of you that's going slow, because he may just decide at the last minute he wants to turn and come over that side. So good news is they leave you plenty of room.
Mr. Wilcox, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. The livestock aren't doing too good this morning, but as a whole, I'm doing fine. It was slick out our way coming in, so you had to allow a little extra time at the stop signs.
Yeah, I talked to a friend in Salisbury, does a livestock farming too, and it's not easy on livestock this time of year, is it?
It is not, and the snow is better on them than this cold rain that we get occasionally. The other day when we kind of had our blizzard, when the cows get wet and then that snow comes, boy, that takes their body heat like nobody's business.
All right, so I know one of the things we want to talk about today, and John, we want to talk about John. Let's first of all let folks know why Mr. Hobbs isn't here.
Well, John Hobbs, our Western District Commissioner, has just recently had surgery done up on all of his sinuses, and he's kind of had a running battle with that for many, many years, and he's finally looking to try to get that taken care of. And so a very painful surgery. They've worked on him, and he was out on Tuesday, and I don't know whether John will be there today or not. He's just kind of in a mess of sorts, but they've went in through and they've redid all of his sinuses and have fixed all that piece of it up for him.
All right. Wayne, I'll let him give the good news this morning.
How about
you? You don't have any idea what I'm talking about, do you? But I heard you guys mentioned the other day. Hey, what's happening Christmas Eve?
Hey, Christmas Eve, you know, the governor did all the state employees and the Supreme Court administration folks followed suit then. So they gave everybody Christmas Eve off. So we're following suit at the county level in giving everybody Christmas Eve off. So that means if you're planning on paying your taxes on Christmas Eve, the collector will not be present to do that.
But the drop box is still there.
The drop box is still there. You can still mail in. And there's a provisions to do things, I believe, over the internet now. So
I'm guessing that vote was unanimous.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. We had already decided that we were going to close down for half a day. When the governor came out, though, and announced that he was closing all of the state offices, it just made sense to do it this year. The way Christmas Eve fell, it came to the right end.
All right. Hey, before we go any further, I think we need to take a moment to recognize President Bush, who passed away last week, too. Do you two have any thoughts you want to share?
Well, you know, I've had a military past, and I've always thought that he did a tremendous job with the Operation Desert Storm, and his ability to pull that coalition of nations together to extricate, I guess is a good term, a dictator from overrunning his neighbor. I thought that was tremendous. The leadership that was exerted there, his understanding, the things that he did in allowing us to start business with China as a envoy to China and then as president. All of those things really stood out to me. He was such a very decent man, a very family man. He showed that during his tenure and opened up and brought so much of that to the American society.
John, how about you?
Oh, I'd have to echo every bit of that. George Herbert Walker Bush was a man of outstanding character. and clearly so. And he conducted himself completely in that manner in his personal life and also into his professional life. That could be seen readily, I think, by what you saw with all the people and the heartwarmings that came out, you know, for the funeral that was up on this end. It reflected well to that president and how well he did with reaching across the aisles, dealing with people who had different opinions of what he had. And he always maintained a place for respect for each and all and everybody that was there. And that's something I think that we're seeing a lot of times today now in our government that you just don't see like you did. And that's a kind of a shame. But man of outstanding character, clearly. I watched there yesterday some of the funeral events and stuff, and of course the pomp and circumstance that's there is incredible, but well fitting for our president.
Yeah, and when his son got choked up, I think I got choked up too.
Oh yeah.
All right. How are we sitting as far as supplies go for the winter and the road conditions we're going to be seeing later today?
Well, our roads, we keep a stockpile of some cinders and some things there at the county, and we just recently, Tuesday, John wasn't there, but Wayne and I were, and we voted to increase our rock supply up another 40,000, so we've got a decent supply of rock that's on hand that will get us here through the wintertime. We know that we've got that's available to us. Wayne, you want to talk a little bit about some of the salt and some of the things we've been talking about on that piece?
Well, history has said that the county has received cinders from the Thomas Hill Power Plant. They give us so many tons of cinders every year. And we're allocated. They do it for some other counties that are in their area. And so we keep that supply of cinders, and we use cinders on our paved roads, okay? We don't use cinders on our gravel roads, just our paved roads, and only when we really kind of need it. And so we get along well there. Now, we have never purchased salt as the county. Recently, are working to acquire a small amount of salt because we have so many square feet of parking lot that we need to have salt for our parking lots, okay? And with them being a gravel base, it sure helps that situation there. And we use regular ice melt like people do at home there on our sidewalks and things. But we basically try to keep the roads skimmed down to a point to where the small vehicles do not push snow. And so a snow like today, we won't start plowing until it gets to a certain depth. And but we will plow our paved roads. So the guys, I'm sure, are out there or will be out there very shortly plowing the paved roads that the county has.
All right. Is there some pretty good communication between the county and the city concerning what needs to be done, how the conditions are, that kind of thing?
Well, we cooperate with the city on a number of different things, but now our road crews do not work inside of the city unless that they've been requested to, and there is a payback system that is there when they take and they utilize our services inside of that different end of it. So when you come inside the city of Moberly, you're going to be dealing with the city road crews, and you know, I've seen them out already this morning. They're all out and they're running and they're working. Our county roads, we have 500 mile of county road. And our boys are all out working on those different pieces.
Now, go ahead.
Of course, there's an area around Moberly that's the Moberly 8 Mile Special Road District takes care of. And the book of your school roads, Moberly school roads, are in that Moberly 8 Mile Special Road District. Now, Moberly does get outside, but we have West Rand, Salisbury, Cairo, Rennick, and the folks out of Sturgeon come up in the old Clark District, as well as Higbee. And we look after those districts. And so it's a we have at times in the past coordinated with the special road district, but usually it's more MoDOT and Moberly than it is the county and Moberly.
All right, so what's going on with the county and MoDOT these days? Have you had Brian Hafner in recently?
Well, we recently, Wayne just recently spoke to Brian Hafner on an issue that we've got. There's a piece of road about a quarter of a mile that we're looking at. We're in discussion that's on that piece on whether or not to take that piece of road into the county and the county services. There's some businesses that are lined up along that road. When we do that, and to kind of understand what our policies are on that, it's a private road today that's going down through that piece of it. If those people will create that road and build that road to our specifications and our standards, there is a time period that goes by that they have to maintain it, and then they can turn around, and if it's set to those specs and the county approves it, then we can take over the maintenance on that road from those ends on. But there's some of that conversation, that talk that's going on that piece.
That's down in the south part of the county. In addition, we've recently had another individual in our office talking about trying to get a signage or to eliminate this problem out around the Mobley Distribution Center. We still have drivers that have very low experience bringing product into the distribution center that do not know where the official entrance to the distribution center is. So they go down Highway 24 going east, and then once they get down there, there's no place to turn around. So this last incident, they actually made a big loop on private property. And I'm talking about a big loop. They actually drove close to 3/8 of a mile on private property. And then when they got to the end where it got back to a special road district, a county road, they couldn't stop. And they plowed out into this gentleman's yard. Okay, took two wreckers to get him out. So it is a major problem. Walmart has done a tremendous job at trying to correct this problem, but it's really Google Maps problem, and trying to correct Google Maps is a uphill struggle. So we again were talking, we've had MoDOT and the distribution center in the commission chambers working on this project for a number of years. I know we've worked on it at least four different times. And so anyway, we're trying to correct problems like that. And we're waiting on a response back from Mr. Hafner in regards to one of those solutions. And the gentleman that was in our office, and he'll remain unnamed, but is still working on that problem. And so if need be, we'll speak to our state representatives in regards to that.
He just left.
I'm aware of that. That's the reason why I said that. Okay.
All right.
And that guy has really been great for our county and what he's willing to put out there and do for our county.
Well said. All right, we need to take a break. We're going to come back with more from the commission. And again, your phone calls are welcome. More in just a moment.
Remember the reason for the season, not just the gifts. Treasure your memories of holidays past and create memories for the future. For love and joy is the wish for you for every day of life. From your friends at World Finance, with 77 locations in Missouri, or loansbyworld.com to find a branch near you.
Your friends at Walker Automotive in Moberly send a big thanks to their customers. Kelly, Wayne, Johnny, Randy, and Deborah appreciate your past patronage and look forward to serving you in the new year. May you and your family have a very Merry Christmas, and may the new year bring you an abundance of joy.
We have seen a star in the east and have come to worship him. Jesus lives in the hearts and souls of the faithful, dwells in homes where brotherly love abounds and reigns supreme during the Christmas season. Principal Mike Albert, the staff and students of St. Pius X School of Moberly remind you that Jesus is the reason for the season.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-91-BIBLE.
Back with the Randolph County Commission, Presiding Commissioner John Truesdell, Eastern District Commissioner Wayne Wilcox with us. And John, let me ask you first of all, I'm going to give you a time limit here, because I know you could talk for an hour and a half on this issue. There's been some more talk publicly about should some of the lettered roads be relinquished to the county to be taken care of.
That's right. There's been an issue that's been ongoing that would move the lettered roads into the county's possession. We feel like that is a very poor idea. There's no money to operate in most of these counties anyway. We're doing the best we can with what monies that we have currently today to keep our roads up and to keep them operable. A lot of Class 3 counties, much like Randolph County, we don't have the equipment to take and to maintain blacktop roads. And we're not alone. Many other counties are just exactly like us. So the expense that's involved inside of that and the labor that's involved in that would be immense to the county.
All right, Wayne, what would your thoughts be?
Well, I heard Blake Hurst with Missouri Farm Bureau make a comment about this this morning on the radio. And I would agree with the statement that he said. If we follow the suit of what goes on in Iowa and Illinois, it falls back on your property taxes. And if you're going to maintain those roads, your property taxes are really going to take a hit, okay? And and most everybody knows how high property taxes are in Iowa and Illinois, and that we're blessed here with not having that issue because we're not trying to support things along those lines with that. And yes, it does cost us more in rural Missouri because we have to drive further for services and things when we're paying gas tax. But it's I'd rather pay the gas tax than I had to pay property tax. Again, being a fairly large property owner, I really don't want that going up. I don't mind sharing my taxes with my local school, but it's not a good idea.
It would put Randolph County in a bad position, wouldn't it?
It would, very much so.
All right, how about the new budget? I know you two have been talking about that in your meetings too, John. How's the new budget looking? I know you're planning to add 18 in the black.
18 is going to come in just fine. It looks like we had another report back from Will on Tuesday, and he says everything looks good for us there as far as in the course of where we're going at this year. The individual budgets that are coming back in from the various different elected officials, we have not received those all in yet. That will be happening in the course of this month. Towards the end of this month, we should have all those back in, and then they will go in together to create our master budget. What the commission has been doing, we have an ongoing list of things that we know that we would like to see and projects that we would like to do, and so they're kept over on a different sideline. We've been talking about those. We've been pricing some of those, going out trying to get bids on some of the different things we have, so we'll know what those costs are, and then we just kind of have to wait to see what our projections are coming into this year. We've been real lucky this year. Our sales tax was up and did well for us. We had a very positive year. Started out a little bit rough, but looks like it's going to finish strong and be where we want it to be.
Wayne, are there going to be any big projects in the new budget, do you think?
The biggest project is still the ongoing project we've got with putting the fuel farm in. And the fuel farm is Commissioner Hobbs has talked a lot about it, putting book fuel storage in. I would say that's probably the biggest project that we'll have going forward.
Okay, so is there any bridge work or anything like that we're looking at?
There is. There's a bridge that we looked at that's a high priority for us to get a new surface on. We put a new surface on a bridge last year. I do not believe that it's going to be as expensive as that project was. We believe that the bridge that we have that we're looking at, its foundation is considerably better than the other bridge was. And we think that our road and bridge crew themselves might be able to put the surface on that bridge, and that will save us some money as well.
So which one is this? Do you remember off the top of your head?
It's on County Road 2130, I'm pretty sure. And it is a bridge that we put in several years ago, and it was prior to me, so that's a long time ago. And it just needs a surface to put on it. And our guys watched while the other crew was putting this surface on the new bridge, and they're quite confident they're capable of putting it on.
And boy, the bridge that was done this year, they did an outstanding job on that. The Peppingstone Bach folks.
Peppingstone Bach, can't say enough good about the help that they rendered to us in that end. And we had a company, I believe they were from out of California, Tipton, that came up and did that work for us. And they did a fine job on that bridge, got it all fixed up. Looks real nice. Doing good work for us.
All right. What are some of the other priorities? We've got just a couple minutes left. Going to be in the budget this coming year.
Well, I know that there's each of us have kind of little pet projects and things that each one of us have close to our heart that we want to try to push on that. One of the things I know that I am absolutely going to push on, there is a piece of software that got cut out of the budget there last year, and a printer that got cut out of the budget last year for a couple of our elected officials. And they've done their jobs. They've done well trying to help us to hold and maintain our budgets and do things. And so if this year looks like it's going to be a good year for us, I would like to see those offices have those items.
How about for you, Wayne?
Well, one of the things that's kind of plagued us is the fact that we did not put our UPS, the backup power supply, to a switch that controls the pumps for our ground source heat system. So every time our lights blink, our blooming pumps shut off. Okay, so we have to come
that's
in.
What the presiding commissioner takes care of.
That's right. And so every time that happens, we have to have Rick Howard has to come in, or in some cases the commission has to get involved in if Rick happens to be on vacation, but have to come in and get those things started again. We know what the cost is, and it will be in the budget this time to get that connected. So that should eliminate that. We've got the standby generators that would power everything long term. It's just that blip, okay, that comes in that cuts that off.
Okay, John, let me ask you, too, how about pay increases for county employees? Are we looking at anything there?
We just recently filed statute, and we had that election the other day, and that was defeated inside of the county. There won't be any pay increases for the county elected officials. We are looking down the road as we try to turn around and get some new revenue sources. We want to try to look at some of the salaries that are kind of a little bit deficit for our people that are working there at the county every day, you know, Jane and Tom.
The people who do the real work.
People that do the real work, yes. Daily, always there, doing their ends. Those are a little bit woefully deficit, and we need to try to work to try to make those jobs competitive. But we kind of need a new revenue source in order to do that. We have our eye on one of those that could potentially come to us in 2020, 2021.
All right, Wayne, we got about a minute left. I know you're dealing with a potential health insurance increase too, aren't you?
Yes, but we're really trying to improve the offer. In other words, the benefits would improve with that change this time. And again, if we can offer a decent program to these folks that basically are underpaid by their peers out here in the county, we trying to do things like that. And we've really, through the years, worked hard to try to make things like that happen for our employees.
All right, that's going to wrap up our monthly visit with the Randolph County Commission.